Amen, amen. So last Sunday that just passed was Resurrection Sunday. And Christ was risen, and Pastor gave a very, very blessed sermon. And there's a couple of services that Pastor has given talking about being a tool for Christ. That should be available still on our website if you go and browse our service subject calendar. And one of the messages that really touched my heart last year, trying to find the title again, was, oh goodness, where did it go now? I was looking at our website. And I do apologize for my hesitations and delays. I had some issues this morning getting everything up and running with all of my sound equipment here. Where did it go? What is God? It's August 3rd, 2014. What is God? That one, I really liked the service, the message that Pastor gave. And then another one that was a little more recent was November 16th of 2014, Open Mind, Willing Heart. Those two, for a lot of people that I think are just coming into loving Christ and a relationship with Christ and God, I think those two speak so much about what it means and what we're called to do, and how we can better make this transition into a follower of Christ. But as I started, we were talking about Resurrection Sunday, and one of the things that always kind of tickled me was the term Doubting Thomas. And excuse me, believe it or not, that's in the Bible. And it actually happened right after Resurrection Sunday when Christ reappeared. And in John chapter 20, starting at verse 24, the title of this section is called Jesus Appears to Thomas. And it says in verse 24, now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my fingers where the nails were, and put my fingers into his side, I will not believe." Verse 26 says, a week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands? Reach out your hand, put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Stop doubting and believe. I know Pastor would have emphasized this point. And this was one that a pastor many years ago when I lived in Hawaii pointed out to me. You know, I went through a lot as a kid, my brother and I, with our mom moving around. And when I first started coming to church and things like that, I believe I was about 10. And I had a lot of doubts. And the pastor just read this to me. And it was profound to me. And at the very young age, I believe of about 11, I had asked Christ to be my Savior. I had asked to be baptized. And at the church I was going to, you know, they didn't just baptize everybody. You had to ask. And it was this scripture here that spoke to me overnight as I was up in the wee hours. And it was just right there. Verse 27. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Verse 28 says, Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they believe." And what that verse is saying, you've also heard the phrase, believing is seeing, and whereas some it's seeing is believing. So there's some people who have to see it to believe it, and there's others who see it because they believed it. And I've lived both of those. There was a point in my life where if I didn't see it, it didn't exist. And now, in my relationship with God, I'm at a point where I see it because I believe it. I can see where God's working in my life. And there are times I feel so humbled and so blessed where I can see the blessing as it's approaching, if that makes sense. Like, I know there's a blessing on the horizon. I know God's going to take care of me. And when it happens, I know it was God. I know it was God. It wasn't man. Man may have been the delivery method that God used. And that's no different than me sending a package to my mom if I use my son to run next door and give it to her, or if I use the telephone. The wires become the delivery pack, the delivery method. Or if I send her a package through the mail, FedEx, UPS, it doesn't matter how it's delivered. You can just tell that it's from God. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. This is verse 30. 31 says, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." And that life that they're talking about there, I believe, is our eternal life in heaven with Christ. Because without Christ, we can suffer an eternal death, and we don't want to do that. We want the eternal life with Christ. I'm so thankful for the Lord giving me that gentle nudge to get me to start going back to church again. I'm very thankful for all the lessons that I've had in my life, all of the different people that I've met and interacted with, and I'm thankful that He gives me the strength to continue to not be ashamed of Him or my relationship with Him. And I urge you all to take up that torch, take up that light, let God's light shine in you, and move forward and be strong in the Lord, and don't be ashamed of Him, and stop doubting and believe. Believe that what's going on, that there's a purpose, and believe that the Lord is working in your life, and believe that He has your best interest in mind, and that He has a great plan for you. Our pastor, Pastor Dudash, has said that so many times. She said that so many times. Just believe. God has a plan for you. He has a greater plan, greater than you can ever imagine. And the number of times that God has brought me to my knees, and I felt so humbled. I'm so not worthy of these blessings that He's given to me. And yet He continues to pour them out. And I just keep striving on and keep pushing forward, knowing that the next blessing is coming, whatever it may be, whether I'm healed or not, whether I'm well enough to walk around or not, whether, I have the strength to physically play with my kids or to do something else. I know the Lord's going to strengthen me. I know the Lord's going to provide for me when I need it, and He's going to give me exactly what I need when I need it. Normally, pastor would have at least a 20-minute sermon. As I said earlier, we're still kind of recovering from a really bad cold that we had earlier this week, and my throat's really starting to get to me. It's kind of hard to breathe. So I'm going to go ahead and ask y'all to have a very blessed day. Tune in next week where I'm praying I'll feel a lot better, and I will pull up some more clips from the history of our church, while we work out the bugs for our new system and test everything and decide how we're going to move forward. And please, again, November 16th, 2014, check that one out. And I believe it was August 3rd, 2014, And check out many others. You know, if you have something on your heart, just look for our website, our service subject calendar. It's news and events on the left, and then it says service calendar at the bottom of the pop-up menu there, or the pop-out menu. And if you click where it says live on our main page, it'll bring up a chat window. Please leave us a message there. I will try to check back at least a couple of times this week to see what's up there to, you know, give me some ideas of what you might want to hear. Have a very blessed day. And if all hearts and minds are clear, we will stand for dismissal.